It's Mind Food Radio, and this is a topic that I could go on about forever. We welcome to the show Karina Stewart from the Kamalea Wellness Sanctuary and Holistic Spa Resort. Now, let's have a talk, Karina, about balance in this day and age. Can you have physical fitness without the mental well-being, or do they go hand in hand?
I really think that the research shows us that they really do go hand in hand, and one impacts the other. So, for example, when we start a fitness program and we begin to take care of our daily nutrition, this has a huge impact on our mind, on our outlook, and also on our emotional balance. And similarly, when we start doing work that brings us into greater consciousness, awareness, mindfulness on a day-to-day basis, we find that things like our stress is reduced, and all the different markers for health begin to improve, such as, you know, cortisol levels go down, the blood pressure goes down, the immune system goes up, just from dealing with our mind and our emotions. So that will have a very big impact on our physical health. So they're really intertwined, and it's very difficult to separate them. Of course, some of us know that we need to pay more attention to one or the other, but in reality, they're intertwined and they all need to be addressed.
Right. Well, I'm a working mum. I have my own business and I parent on my own. And as well as that, I'm trying to fit everything else in. So I am no different to most people that I know. What are some What are some little tips, Karina? She who teaches relaxation. What are some little tips that we can implement in our own day-to-day lives that might just help us a little bit more with that sense of balance? Because sometimes things feel like they are spiraling out of control.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I would say that if you can take, you know, 5 minutes whenever you can throughout the day to do some deep abdominal breathing. I mean, it could be when you go to the bathroom on break, you know. It could be when you're waiting in your car to pick up your child from school. It could be as you're waiting in line to check out at the grocery store, as you're waiting to become aware of your breath, to sort of bring all your senses back into yourself and consciously breathe deeply in abdominal breathing. This can reduce the cortisol levels by 30%, just 10 abdominal breaths, you know. It takes a few minutes. It resets the nervous system. It brings our stress markers down, and it really has an impact also on the mind, on the outlook. It's like all of a sudden the windows open up again instead of everything closing down on itself because we're spiraling and we're so busy. So the little simple things like that. Another thing that I really encourage people to do is to try as much and as much as possible to go to bed, even if it's 20 to 30 minutes earlier than their usual habit, because most of us are not getting enough sleep, and that has huge repercussions on our health, on our emotions, on our mind, and it's quite serious, actually. So if we could get just a little bit more sleep, that would also have a very big impact on us.
Mind Food Radio, talking to Karina Stewart from the Kamalea Wellness Sanctuary and Holistic Spa Resort. So in saying, you know, what are some of those little things that we can implement, it really is about honouring yourself, isn't it? We just do not prioritise ourselves, do we?
Yes, absolutely. And I think particularly busy parents with the children and the career, and then we want to be social, and we really want to do it all, but sometimes we leave ourselves out of the equation. You know, we realize, oh my gosh, I haven't eaten all day, or whatever it is that we're neglecting ourselves. So it's really important to remember that we are part of that picture, and we need to take care of ourselves as well as everything else that we're doing and achieving and all the people we look after, because otherwise, really, there is no equation.
No, you're so right. So right. Well, I'm going to visit you one day. I sure as heck am.
I look forward to it.
Karina Stewart, one of the founders of a very, very important place that we all need to go to, Kamalea Wellness Sanctuary and Holistic Spa Resort. Thank you for being on Mind Food Radio. Enjoy the rest of your day.
And thank you, Nikki. Thank you very much.